Did y'all buy your tickets to the live show yet?
I hope y'all did, because this year, June 29th at City Winery, we will be hosting our second live show, the 25 and Over Club Experience Show. Come out and turn up with us. We'll be me, Renee, aka Renee Proper, and Billy the Bad Guy, Billy the Goat, Billy the Kid, Bills. You'll be able to see him and me live and watch us do our unhinged shit in person, okay?
Now, you might want to hurry up about buying your tickets. And also, if you want to meet and greet us and chill, make sure you buy your VIP ticket.
Hope to see everybody there. Love you guys so much. Thanks for supporting us. We love y'all. And we'll see you at the live show.
Welcome back to another great episode of the 25 and Over Club. It's your boy, Billy the Bad Guy, Billy the Goat, Billy the Kid, Bills. And we are here with my co-host,
Renee, aka Renee Proper, and you are watching another wonderful episode of the 25 and Over Club, where life gets real after the age of
25, man. And I have to say, we have But yeah, because we're from Trelawney. It's Trelawney. And we have two people with us today from all the way from, you know, the same studio, WTF Mia Studios, but you may know them as Who Hurt Your Bro podcast. We got my boys over here.
Yo, it's Mel from the Who Hurt Your Bro podcast, aka Legendary Shit.
Okay, and then we have,
yo, it's your boy Jay from the Who Hurt You Bro podcast. You already know what it is. It's Jay, aka Poppy Ping Ping, aka Brooklyn Poppy. Check me.
Brooklyn in the house.
You know, I am also Hispanic too. I'm from Cuban.
This guy went
You can't go with the Trinity accent and say that you're Hispanic. At that point, you gotta throw a little, you know, I just saying Poppy, you know? You gotta do some of that, bro.
Like some rice and beans with royalty, man.
You cannot say me.
Me can do whatever we want. May identify.
Can't do the Cuban yet.
May identify. I'd have it. Because I know the fucking accent. All at home. Okay. Ideals, meals. I'm actually calling myself Dominican this episode because, you know, I'm from Punta Cana.
Okay. That's
you
Mexico.
Moved around three times on this episode. That's crazy. International. Your passport got fucking stamps. Let's go.
Punta Cana is in Mexico.
For real?
No,
that's DR.
That's DR.
Well, I didn't grab DR. I didn't pass DR.
No, because it's around the corner from my yard. So, man, no.
Now you Jamaican now?
Now you Jamaican, yeah.
Welcome to the International Podcast of 25 and Over Club, where you'll never know where you're going to end. All right. So, before we get started with the show, we just want to let y'all know, make sure you buy your tickets to the live motherfucking show. It's June. That means the show's this month. Tickets is selling out. And if you do have a ticket, make sure you come early because guess what? The antics is going to be there all day, every day. You came late last year, right?
No, I did not. Why would you say that on camera?
It starts at 7:30.
You bringing up all shit.
Right.
Because why would he do that? I was on time.
Right. So definitely make sure if you know that you come to the show, it's going to be a fucking monstrous show from beginning to the end.
Yes.
And, you know, you're going to see our boy Wolf there. Y'all guys coming by?
Of course, I'm coming.
Of course.
You already know.
We have lots of entertainment. We have some giveaways going on.
I actually want to give away like some stripper singles. If a bitch can twerk,
I want to give away Usher bucks.
If that's what you want to do, I'm all for it. Right. And if you need to pick someone out the crowd,
yes,
be the one wearing unnecessary amounts of Puerto Rican shit. Yeah. You're Puerto Rico month.
And we will have Usher bucks there for the prize money.
See, they're not going to twerk for Usher bucks though.
Okay, they don't know that yet.
Listen. All right, so let's get started with some icebreakers, all right? So the fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh.
The queen, everybody, they all think they're the queens of raps right now. Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, or Cardi B?
I'm marrying Nicki Minaj.
Period.
Okay. I'm probably going to fuck Megan Thee Stallion. And I'm gonna kill Cardi.
Slander.
Slander. Oh, that's she's slanderous. On my country, man. Why you do that? Why you kill Cardi?
It could have been you off me.
That's slanderous.
Why you kill Cardi?
All right, and just so I could be spicy as fuck, all right, I'm gonna marry Cardi B so we can salsa whenever I want. And go punch out that, right? Then I'm gonna sit here, right, and I'm gonna fuck Meg, and I'm gonna kill Nicki.
Mm-mm.
You got the most money out of all of them.
Who said I wanna do it for the money?
Love is love.
Thank you.
What about money?
I got a big heart, pop.
Not with this inflation.
Yeah, but who got the hits?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
DK, mommy, DK.
DK. Let's go.
All right. So, and for the listeners that don't know what DK means, it means allegedly. Next part.
What?
He's right.
It do?
Really? Mm-hmm.
That's Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know it's DK, but it means allegedly?
Yeah. Okay. Supposedly.
Okay, okay.
Depending on the structure.
Okay, DK. Okay.
D-I-Q-U-E.
D-I-Q-U-E.
Oh, yeah.
DK.
Yep, yep. And Claro means, of course.
Yeah, that I know.
Or clear, depending on how you use it in a sentence.
Hi, welcome to Rosetta Stone.
Hey, you're the nigga who's sitting here speaking the shit. Now, what am I supposed to tell you? No,
right? You're telling the viewers, Rosetta Stone.
You're going to learn something this episode. Shit. All right, what part of the body do you enjoy the most on women?
I'll go first, because you're going to be like,
this shouldn't be that hard.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
This shouldn't be that hard.
Go first.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie, bro. Okay.
I'm going
to go with the pussy.
Pussy look different types of way. Mm. When you don't want to touch it.
Wait. Let me paint a picture.
Let me put this down.
Let me paint a picture.
We went through this. I told you about levels. We can talk about
there
it again.
Is, I don't know. I don't know if you guys have seen certain videos floating around either on Twitter, IG, or TikTok. Mm. There's women that literally make videos of themselves, spread their legs in like a sheer outfit in a camera, and their beef jerky be hanging out.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, please accept.
All right.
Roast beef.
Yeah.
I got you. We had discussed this previously.
Beef jerky.
He said roast beef, and I saw roast beef.
Oh God!
Because it's called beef curtains. But right, so let's get into it. Mm-hmm. There's levels to pussy, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's certain things that are going to be aesthetically pleasing to you, right?
Good camera, bro.
So what you're looking at is right. Is clit ratio to lips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. So if the lips hang too low, it looks like it's crying and shit like that. It's all droopy, right?
Does your lips hang low?
If the clit is too big, it looks like a head of a dick. Kind of throws you off when you're down there. You're like, what's this staring at me? Right?
Did you disclose?
Like, what are you doing here? You're lying to me.
Did you assume she had...
So, right? And then other times, you have like really small clits where the hood's completely over, and even when you pull it back, you gotta like...
Right.
Move that motherfucker back. Mm-hmm. And then you also have where the outer lips hop out... farther than the inner lips are farther out than the outer lips.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's different types of pussy. But, you know what I mean? Every pussy got a connoisseur that likes that kind of flavor.
Right.
So every woman should be happy with the pussy they have, and there's someone out there who will flip your lips back and forth as much as you want, mommy.
Wow.
And it is a misconception that because your roast beef is hanging out, it means your shit's all used up. That's not true. Some women...
Why is it falling out like that?
Because they start off like that.
It's genetic.
I'm sorry for your mama.
They got surgery for that, right?
She got the Dumbo ear pussy lips and just like flopping.
You can do a labioplasty for that.
Correct.
Yes.
That's what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, labioplasty.
And they just like shave. Like...
Yeah, so he'll like, because just like any other body part, the skin probably stretched out a little too much. And the doctor can just shave that little extra skin off, tuck that motherfucker inside, make it look like a nice little taco.
Pussy lipo.
Yeah.
Pussy class 101. Anyway. So we're going to get started in our single married situationship segment, which is our where we talk about relationships, dating, single, married, or situationships. Mm-hmm. And let's start with situationships. Do you believe that, do you think titles matter? Do you need a title? How does a woman earn a title? Mm. Do they fucking matter?
Okay. So for me, I don't give a fuck about title. That's just me. But normally, when I'm dealing with a woman, she normally does.
Okay.
So I kind of got to...
I think they all do.
Yeah, I'm saying so normally she does. So I kind of got to pick and choose. I kind of got to compromise her. So I don't give a fuck. But
how you compromise a title?
Yeah,
you
but even if you don't verbalize
this nigga,
it.
This nigga says they intern.
No, I mean, like, I don't care to give her the title. Right. But once we take it serious, she cares. So I got to give it to her. I got to make it official.
Now, hold on, because we're going to dissect it.
Yeah.
So you're saying I just give it something.
I can sit back on this.
I'm saying I don't care about title, right? That's, right. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm in a relationship, mm-hmm. I know that she cares.
Right.
So that's when I have to give her a title.
Now, what if you're in the talking
for her satisfaction.
Why for her satisfaction?
But it's not important to you at all to make sure she knows I'm your man and you my girl.
Yeah, it's for her. It's for her to know.
Oh. But you, so why don't you care about it necessarily?
I don't think it make or break our bond. I feel like if we didn't have a title.
Do you think a title cuts off some rules?
I believe men think it adds pressure.
No, I think too, it kind of changes things too. Mm-hmm. Like, we could be having the time of our life, having mad fun. Mm-hmm. Then a minute, like, all right, now we're serious. Now you're my girl. Now you're my wife. Or now we having kids. You know, mm-hmm. like, things could kind of take a turn to the left.
I agree.
I think leaving titles off of situations is a cop out.
Talk your shit, boo.
It's a cop out. It makes it easier for when everything goes left to step away. Well,
talk your shit, boo. Anyway.
You wasn't my girl. It's a cop out. Yeah. It makes it easier to slide out of that motherfucker. Be like, well, we was just hanging out, but we were doing relationship shit. But you don't want to put a title to it. Ooh. You my man. You my girl. But I'm doing woman shit for you. I'm doing your girl shit. Why? It's for both of us. You my man. You I'm ask, your girl.
Why am I still here? Cause the vibes, everything.
Talking, telling me about the vibes. The vibes be right. We having fun.
But I could do like husband shit without a title.
But literally called it husband shit. That's a title.
You're identifying it as being a part of something.
I mean, I didn't make the term. Like if we going out on dates, mm-hmm. or if I'm picking you up, or like mm-hmm. different things, that would be considered husband shit, right? If I cook breakfast for
no.
you.
No, that's considered that's regular a relationship shit. Yeah. shit. So I just said breakfast with my sister.
All right.
I think I agree with you because the relationship does change once you get a title on it because now you're more, it's a contract now. Yeah. You know, you and
That's true though.
What that sounds like is what we call a fear of commitment where you create boundaries yeah. before
not
you.
Not commitment-phobia.
Yeah, that's what it sounded yeah. like. Be like, yo, everything was cool, but then you said a word and I'm like, man, fuck this relationship.
Right. I was like, why can't we continue to do the same thing, have fun, even if we said that word.
No, I would love that. Mm. I would love that, but that's not how life be. Mm. Sometimes we be having fun, and as soon as I say that word, we don't have fun no more. Mm. Sometimes it be like that.
I mean, is it like a switch turned off?
Sometimes.
I will admit
so it's
that
like a
women...
switch
so
turned
wait,
off.
Wait, so wait. Do you have kids?
No.
Do you got kids, right?
Man, you know me. Why? Yeah, I got kids, motherfucker. So you know.
Your relationship didn't take a turn once you had kids?
No, because I'm Puerto Rican. I had them dumb young. I wasn't paying attention to shit. The fuck? Wrong person to ask that question to. Nigga, the fuck? I'm still shooting out kids. Let's go. Bang, bang.
I guess.
So, you have any more to add on to that?
Well, I think, right, outside of your guys' commitment issues, I think doing shit that would normally be classified as a relationship kind of does damage to anything that you want to move forward with. Because now you're taking that away from if you ever do decide to get into a relationship, that loses some of its value because I was doing that before we ever decided to establish anything. Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to put that work into somebody, you should probably give them the title so that that works meaning of something. Right. There's no meaning behind it when you're doing it while you're still talking to other people. She's still talking to other people. She's got a finger in her. You got a dick in someone else. Like none of that's really rocking for you, mm-hmm. right? You're just doing shit for the sake of doing shit. So then none of that you would normally do, like let's say I just want to bring her flowers for the sake of bringing her flowers. Mm-hmm. Right?
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
There isn't. But if I do it in a relationship, that has a whole weight behind it mm-hmm. in comparison to me doing it on the random without, and I'm just doing it. So that when the relationship comes and I do it, it doesn't hold the same value. That's the point.
I feel like she's going to love it every time.
I feel
like she'll love it every time.
But it won't have the same effect. Things don't hit the same.
When you don't have a title, what makes me special? I don't have a title.
Is Billy switching? Let's go!
No, I was always on the team title side, but I understood that sometimes you could be afraid of commitment because once you say I'm yours, there's a different expectations. You do need to be home by a certain time. You can't
see now you're ruining it.
What?
No.
Do you deal with me? That's the stuff right there that they're talking about.
Right.
That ruins it.
Because if you get into a relationship, doesn't mean you move in. Just means you're in a relationship. When you take that next step where now I'm like clocking where the fuck you at, it's completely different.
Because it's called respecting boundaries.
Correct. But the boundaries are established at the beginning of you announcing anything. The problem is that boundaries are never set. What happens is you cross it and you're like, oh shit, I wasn't supposed to go here. That's all.
See.
I believe all of that stuff. Like, you didn't say all these things when you in a, you come in a relationship, right? You don't say, well, I have commitment issues. I have, insecurities about being niggas, being out late, whatever. You didn't say all of that stuff before. Now he gave you the title. Now you come with the, why you out all late?
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants, and as a woman.
Yeah. Once we make it official, that's when everybody take the coat off now.
Yeah, you showed
the real,
person. Yeah.
That's more so because you sat there and you were cool with it being whatever, so you never dived any deeper. And now you've built emotions up because all you were doing was fucking never established anything. So when it moved into that point, now you feel overwhelmed. Like, why does she want me to be home? And this bitch expects me to look at her? This is crazy. Yeah. Like, all it is proving the fact that people go into things blind because you've already established that all this fucking and playing around was cool, but never decided to have a conversation. This is why conversation is key. The first date should be a talk. First date should be a convo. Yeah, yeah. I should find out about you. Yeah. Before I dip my dick in you, I should at least know basic shit about you.
Nah, but people who lie. And people people be a whole certain way, and then you actually live with them and like, wait, you don't wash up? Like, you don't like...
you don't wash like, up. It's crazy.
But then that goes to, they'll lie to you regardless of what you do, because you're always playing a gamble when you put yourself out there.
That's why
if I put myself out there, it's a 50-50 shot that I'm going to get what they told me they are, or that I'm going to get this completely different person, and they would like sit in here, position themselves however. But if I have enough conversations with somebody, I can kind of figure them out. I'm really good at talking. Right, right. I think everyone should start figuring out how they can be a little better of a communicator so they can figure some of this shit out, instead of you being like, damn, shorty, when was the last time you took a shower smelling like bacalao in here.
But I believe, but it's true. First dates are job interviews. You come and you put your best foot forward.
Not you're gonna
put
on your. I was doing interviews at work and he was coming in sweats and I said, "Bitch, goodbye."
No, none of that.
I like those people better because I want to know who you are. Don't sell me your representative. I don't give a fuck about that person. I want to know who you are so I can gauge what I can really do with this situation. Because if you a fuck nigga, I know how to maneuver with a fuck nigga. If you a bum bitch, I know how to maneuver a bum bitch. So, but I only gonna go by what I need. That's it.
Right.
But I'm no. Come on that date with your best foot forward, motherfucker. Don't come in there with no.
Yeah, you got to kind of show some like. Yeah. You want this like?
Yeah, yeah. You like show up for show. Like who said, show up for me.
They bring the resumes out the bag and shit and all crumpled up. I'd be like, just email it to me. Like,
yeah.
But to go back, I think. So are you okay with being with a woman for 3 years and not giving the title?
Oh no! Hell no! No.
Some people we don't want to.
That's how you end up being somebody's special friend at 60 something years old at the cookout. Talk about this is Mr. Charlie,
so crazy.
And Mr. Charlie never married you.
Yep.
Because you just wanted to be a special friend that lived two streets over. No.
And the thing is that you're starting to see that as a trend.
Yeah.
Again, people are quick to fuck, but not quick to get into relationships because you're never sitting here having a conversation because everything's based off the moment. That instant gratification, hit me with whatever, right? Instead of sitting here and actually enjoying another person, that's something that we lack now. And I'm not saying we had it before because we didn't, right? Because people didn't talk either, right? But now we have so many different ways of communicating, we kind of like miss out on this.
Right.
Like if I'm having a conversation with you, I can read your body language so I know if you're intrigued in what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I can read your eyes and I can tell that you maybe give a fuck about this conversation that we're having, if you're laughing, if it's genuine, how your body structure is, are you actually pulling closer or farther away from me? These are all things that we don't know now. So what do? She fuck with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, bitches love smiley faces. Yeah, yeah. Bitches love smiley faces. Come on, bro. Like, it's
that's
just not
crazy.
It.
I really don't pay attention to body language.
Really?
I need to get a body language expert.
I feel like people are just liars, though.
Yeah.
Your body language is not something that you can do off rip without practicing hiding your body language.
Right. Yeah, but when you like, similar to the job interview thing, like you come in with a full on tuxedo, like, you're flawless already. Like, you know, it's nothing like.
Mm-mm, that's just one portion. That's just your visuals.
That's a huge.
Your body language says a lot. Are you inviting? Are you closed off? Mm-hmm. Are you pensive?
You can fake those things.
You have to know about them.
Yeah,
I just brought it up right now, and Billy was like, I don't even fucking know that bodies have language.
Right.
So, like, this is the point that I'm saying. Like, people don't
you
know.
Can fake that
but
shit,
if you can
I
pick it up.
I fake it all the time.
Yes,
I go to job interviews.
But you know it.
How are you?
Yeah. But you, because you know it.
Yeah, I believe that. 100%. Right, right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I come on time.
All the time.
If I ever told you at any interviews, any job that ever hired me.
If you doing a job interview, you ask them like, how often will you be late? He gonna tell you like, yo, I'm gonna be late like once a week. Mm-hmm. Or he gonna say no. You know what I'm saying? I'll never be late.
Why would I say that?
These interviews are crazy. Like, I'll be sharing it with them. Like, I recently had somebody interview, and I'm like, so why did you leave this last job? Oh, I had to beat somebody up. They was playing with me real quick. Or the other one.
Gangsta?
Then, yeah. Gangsta. What the other nigga said? Oh, he was selling edibles. I said, how can you interview right now if you had school? He was like, oh, nah. I was selling edibles. And the girl took the edibles out my bag. And I said she owed me money. So she didn't give me the money back. So I took her phone and crashed it. And like crushed her phone on the floor. And I'm like, to be honest with you. And I told him just like this. Because I feel like give real transparency. If I'm not going to hire you, I was like, bro, you need to learn how to interview because you ain't gonna work here.
I can help with that too, right? I had to interview a fucking fuck ton of people, and I don't interview normally because I ask real questions, right? But it's also how you answer them, because when I interview very specifically. Are you gonna be late? I mean, I make a full throated effort every fucking time to be on time to work.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you that I would be late. I make a full attempt.
Everybody don't got that.
By the way, you're quick to say that, but when it came to body language, you were like, oh man, you can fake that.
Yeah.
The thing is that it's only because I know how to do this the same way with body language. I know how to do that. It's only those people who know. Those who don't kind of get roped into whatever. AKA, pick up a fucking book and learn about communication.
Yeah. But even to piggyback off the first thing he said, instances, you know, we vibing and titles ruin stuff. There's a point to that because it is true that when a label goes on to something, we stop having fun. Mm. We stop having fun. And we still can. Not because I gave you this title, you my man, I'm your girl. We could stop doing the things. Yeah, I'm going to see the real you and the time constraints going to come. But that doesn't mean we supposed to suck the life out of each other just because now I call you my girlfriend. Mm. Stop. You don't, just like you, the sweet text in the good morning, now you nagging. Not because I gave you this title, now you think you my mama. Mm. Now you think you my dad. Like, I wanted to be with you. If I don't want a father and I don't want a mother. I want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
It changes. It becomes parenty. It becomes real, like, don't do this, don't wear that.
Because you're mine.
Talk that scared commitment.
Yeah, talk that shit, Billy. Let's go.
Because you're mine. Because,
see, that's
because.
I'm not scared of commitment. I'm scared of that.
Yeah, like.
Because.
But there's ways to.
Because you are mine.
Yeah.
You are.
It's my person.
It's
my person.
You have a responsibility to not embarrass me out in these streets.
But that sounds parenty. That sounds real parenty.
It sounds like being an adult.
Awarding.
And respectful to your relationship.
You're a cop.
But then now.
How?
You going to do an op? Don't let him stand for that shit.
You're a cop. Your hands if you agree with me.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the Gemini brothers.
You're mine? I never use the term "you're mine."
There's ways. I
said the pussy mine, but I ain't never said.
Oh, by the way, so you take a part? You take a person? Yeah. Be like, yo, can you do me a favor when you leave? Just leave the pussy mine. You get the fuck out.
But that's like saying you want to just own like the ownership section. It makes people, and there's ways to word
the ownership. Sorry, the wrong word.
Yeah,
but in the relationship, you represent me in the street. No one should be able to say anything about you in the street. You
know you're my other half.
Wait, look, but
you're, that's the proper way of saying it.
You're mine. You belong to me. You, know you report to me.
I represent you. I represent myself.
Right.
So that comes first.
But now,
man, it sounds like communication's fucked up, huh?
Right. Now your girl comes to you and say. Now somebody come, your boy coming up to you is like, yo, I saw your girl at dinner with some nigga.
Feelings like, I'm going to be more mad she lied.
Right, of
course.
I'm
going to be mad she lied to me, but not she's mine. If we married, then...
Well, why are you mad?
Because she lied.
Because she lied. You said she was
mad she lied, though.
Because she lied because...
Hold on.
That's sure.
You're just mad that she lied, not that she getting dug out by the next nigga?
That's part of the...
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't play semantics with me. Answer the question. Are you mad specifically at just the lie or because she's getting dug out and maybe fish hooked? What is it?
It starts with the lie and then it grows to... Because he said dinner. He ain't say sex. He said dinner.
Then a romantic dinner.
Every time a bitch out to eat, y'all think we fucking. I don't like that.
She's eating dick. She's eating dick, all right? But
at the end of the day, she shouldn't be out. She shouldn't be out there.
It's a lying part. It's lying. In that situation, it's lying.
It's lying.
We have a good dinner,
I'm more mad
damn.
At she's lying. Not she's mine. You lied.
Okay.
Now, what happens when you find out the menu is tube steak?
Wow. Wait, I don't get it.
Hold on.
Tombstay?
Thank you, please. Oh. Can you put them on? Oh, Tombstay, my God. Bitch. When you got to explain the joke, it's fucked.
He was looking at me. I look at him like, I don't get it. Are you afraid of love?
Nah, I'm not afraid of love.
Are you afraid of love?
I love love.
Me too. Like, I think, but that's why I feel like with the title, we seal the deal. And that's it.
But wait, that's not the definition of love, though.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not the definition of love.
Definition of love.
But again,
being in a committed relationship can be a beautiful thing.
It can be.
Can be a beautiful thing.
Or what's wrong with having expectations and boundaries?
Nothing wrong with it, but it's just a thin line between having too many.
It's the way you present it. A presentation and optics are important. The way you're presenting yourself to me, now we're married in a relationship, we'll sit down and have a talk. We already dated, I know that you don't like short dresses. I know that you don't like my ass. I already knew that before you gave me a title, before I said yes to whatever you presented me with. Mm-hmm. Then if I started doing it, then you can get upset with me because now I reneged on something we already agreed on.
Yes.
That's what makes things hard.
Renee, real quick. Mm-hmm. And how would you find out about those were things that he didn't like off the beginning?
We've talked about it before.
And what's that a synonym for?
Communication.
There we go.
Wait, but you're acting like people don't grow.
Yes.
Like
I don't think you grow to put your ass out when the other person told you that they don't like that.
No, you can. You can. So look, I think when you like in the first months of dating someone, mm-hmm. you get to know as much as you can, right?
Right.
But I grow every day. I'm pretty sure y'all grow every day.
Right.
So you got to grow with that person. So mm-hmm. now, yeah, I said I don't like macaroni, but now I do. Now you got to deal with it. What's up? I mean, like to do this now.
Last I checked, and to keep it 100 mm-hmm. with you, I've never heard of a relationship ending because no one likes macaroni pop. We're talking about something completely different. Be like, you know what? I don't like macaroni no more.
Every time I got a good point, he do that. He do that.
I truly believe people.
Don't tell the fucking audience.
Nah.
Yeah.
He's like, I fuck with macaroni.
The macaroni was just a symbol.
Exactly.
It was
Thank
a symbol
you.
For something. Anyway, but I do believe morals, you are who you are no matter what. Mm. You can grow, but your morals at your core, you're always going to be the same.
I agree with that.
So if you don't, if there's certain things you don't like morally, you're never really going to grow to like them.
Mm,
if you don't like solicited activity, if you don't like being salacious, if you don't like a boisterous woman, if you don't like a nigga that like to fight, you're never going to like those things.
Mm.
I'm talking about personality traits,
like
not just things.
So you feel like a person should fall in love with the core?
Yeah, I think love lives where if you can love somebody through their flaws and their hard times, that's where you can really find like real love live at. For me, I know for everybody it's different.
Okay, Mary J, real love.
I'm searching for
All right. So the next topic is we're going to go into girls and makeup. So girls and makeup.
Nah, ma.
How do you feel about...
That's my type of topic.
How do you feel about women wearing makeup? So I was watching Auntie though and also talking to my friend where her man doesn't like where she wears makeup all the time. Mm. He feels like you're beautiful. You don't need to wear it. Take it off. Are you okay with your girls wearing makeup?
That's women's business, one. Mm-hmm. And two, if she looks good, I'm good.
I'm going to be toxic for the sake of being toxic. That bitch is lying. Right, your face don't look like that. Mm-hmm. All right? Stop fucking lying now. I don't care if that's what you choose to do. That's what you choose to do. If I find you attractive with it on and without it on, that's all the fucking matters. If you feel better by doing it, then do it. Because when I do something that's going to make me feel better, I would expect you to jump on board as long as it's not damaging to the relationship or you.
So what happens if you meet her with makeup and then you see her without it and it's not...
You could really...
Not attracted to her afterwards.
Okay.
I mean, unless Shorty comes through and she looks like Sloth from the fucking Goonies, mm-hmm. Then I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, because makeup just accentuates features.
No, no, no.
But you haven't seen the magic of makeup.
Dude. Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about Shorty who's in the fucking chair for 4 hours and then she comes out to the club and then she got to leave after a certain time because it might melt off. I'm not talking about that one. But, like, for the most part, like, you know, take Shorty to the pool. You find out if she a baddie or not. Mm.
Fresh face wouldn't be a flex. Like women use that as a flex.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, I'm showing you my real face.
Mm-hmm.
So if makeup wasn't a problem, that wouldn't be a flex.
All right, so scientifically, beauty or standards of beauty is scientific. It's not even about makeup. It probably hides skin texture and certain stuff like that, heighten your cheekbones. But the things that make people beautiful, not just women, eye symmetry, the way your eyes, nose, and lips mm-hmm. and everything line up on your face. That's what makes people traditionally beautiful. Right. So makeup really... makeup can't cover those things up. You can't really change the shape of your eyes for much. You can arch your eyebrows and make your lips look fuller, but for the most part, if you're not cute, you're still not gonna be cute with makeup. You're just gonna look a little bit better if you're just not traditionally attractive.
That's not true.
I've seen
my man's talking about like movie quality makeup. Like, if old boy could make the Predator, he could make Shorty look bad.
But that's prosthetics.
That's prosthetics.
It's a girl somewhere who knows that in her mind that she might not be as attractive as she wants to be, so she goes hard with her makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see you every day.
So that's what we're referring to. We're not referring to no alien versus predator. You always take it far, but it's women out here.
But my question, you've been dating Shorty a whole month. Yeah, she's spending the night at your house, spending the night at her house. Never seen her without her makeup. At what point do you question, okay, why?
Also,
it's a red flag.
Just lick the thumb.
Trust me, it doesn't happen that easy.
He don't know. He don't know about me. You thinking of?
Because I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna find out regardless. It just takes time. There's going to be certain patterns that I'm gonna catch on and be like, yo, bitch, why is it you have your mask on every time I see you?
You might fall in love before then.
And you go, right, maybe.
That's not how it works.
It could work like that. What are you talking about?
But you know what?
What are
you
talking about?
When you first
it works like that. It can happen like that.
Not if my guards are up because I keep seeing you in your mask.
In your mask? I'm sorry, what?
That's what it is. Am I incorrect? Is it not? That's exactly what they're doing. When you go out for Halloween, you paint on a mask, right? Same thing. I'm not saying it's equating to Halloween. I think women are great. Continue painting your faces with your not fantastic, extremely expensive makeup. Rock out. It's your world. But what I will say is that that's what it is. It's a mask. After a while, when I see you without it on, I know that's not what you look like. Mm-hmm. And when you do put on that makeup, I still see that same person regardless. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if I'm there, it's because I like that person without the makeup as if it wasn't there in the first place.
I think in the relationship, when you're first starting dating somebody, you present yourself as this person. So men, when we go out dating, we're going to always have a fresh cut. Make sure you look fresh.
That's
make
regular, sure, though.
Yeah.
No, but in every human shows up to people they care about.
Some guys don't get haircuts all the time. But when you know you're going to see Shorty, you're going to make sure you look good all the time because you want to make sure you present yourself properly, right? And same with women. They're going to make sure they always got the best outfit on. They're going to come. So they could come over late at night, but they're going to make sure they look good. They're going to put on some sweatpants that don't look real bummy, but they're going to put some effort behind. That's what I'm looking for.
If you ever want to find someone that you think that you could be with, that you know what their face look like, bro, just post up at the supermarket and wait for these bitches to come in to buy food. All right? And be like, I know you don't got makeup on. You a baddie, ma. What's up? Yeah. Let me hold those oranges for you.
Not Target, because Target's bougie. You got to go to Walmart.
Yeah, you got to go to Walmart. Target.
You'd be surprised how many girls still don't come in with makeup.
Yeah, I'd be shocked. Sometimes I see just a regular Whole Foods run. Like, she got a little lipstick, brows. I'm like, girl, you got time.
So let's get into some social media and relationship talk.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually from y'all, and I want to combine both our thoughts on it. So the main topic is, can social media ruin your relationship? And what y'all said is, do you think your partner should not like/comment on certain pictures on social media if they're in a relationship? Or is it insecure of you for wanting to regulate the pictures they liked? Has social media affected your relationships? I'm going to say,
not a lot, but yeah.
A little bit. For me, a little bit.
Not a lot, though. But yes, it's been situations.
Like
the question was, like, just like, you're with somebody, obviously they're going to, you're mine, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they do, right? So they're going to just monitor your mm-hmm. behavior and movements. If they see something that's questionable, they're going to question it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back a little bit in the beginning of the episode when we don't put titles on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you feeling Shorty and everything. You really, really like her, but she likes another man's picture.
No, this question is for after the title.
Mm-hmm.
After the title?
Okay, now we committed. Now we in there. Okay.
Okay, so before title, she could like anybody's picture.
Of course.
Okay.
So what's considered inappropriate on inappropriate behaviors on Instagram?
DM sending pictures. Other than that, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Wait, DM and sending pictures?
Yep.
So what if you go to her likes and she's only like buff Latinos?
I'd be like, Like, I'm not making it there, mommy, yeah. But yo, you might as well find it there. You're not gonna find it here. I love my plate of rice and beans and chicken. I'm sorry.
But it's crazy that you said that because I had an ex and I always saw that he always used to like buff nigga pictures. I'm like, nigga, I'm not working out no time soon. So that's what you like. And it kind of made me insecure. For me, it made me insecure. It's like, damn, that's what you like. And I over here got 3 months pregnant stomach. I can't help you. Like, so it didn't affect me.
Like so you expected him to like search on the web for 3 months pregnant stomach guys? Like,
hold on, wait. But that's
what you liking pictures for.
That's crazy.
So now, you're
taking this mind stuff.
That's your ideal.
Hold on. No.
Millie runs a relationship jailhouse.
Change your perspective, right? Because your perspective's a negative. Let's switch it to a positive,
I'm
right?
I'm also a hypocrite because I don't like stuff being done to me, but I
do. You do it,
I'm glad that you admitted it.
I'm glad that you admitted it.
I mean, we're all guilty of that.
So, I don't know. Not Poppy. All right, right. So what I'll say is your perspective can be changed. If he's sitting there liking all those pictures, but he's still fucking you, that must mean that even though you're not his type, there's something about you that draws that person. Mm-hmm. Right? Again, I feel the same way. Hey, yo, like all the buff niggas lifting and shit like that, where you sitting? Either here or here. And so, as long as you're doing that, I'm Gucci. I got no problem. All right,
so I'm gonna back you on this one, even though I would not do this. This is not me, but I could understand how you would feel. So he said it made him insecure. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you liking buff niggas, right? Mm-hmm. So we walk in a room and it's 10 buff niggas.
Right.
You might not be mine after the night. So that's why I made him feel insecure because he wasn't secure.
It's like you liking what you want? That's what you want?
Again, that's why I said it's perspective, right? Because the perspective is a negative one.
No.
But you can look at it in a positive.
No.
I literally just did it. I went and I said that was a negative one, and then I took it and said the same thing again, mm-hmm. but I made it a positive. That person likes this specific body type, but they're still fucking me.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you act like you can't fuck two people.
Yes. But at the end of the day, they can fuck two people regardless of anything. The whole point of it being something that's going to be like, oh my God, this is like the number one thing that's going to lead them to go fuck someone else. Someone will fuck someone else if you didn't wash the dishes that night.
But that's,
right? Like,
but
it changes nothing.
That's obviously what you're attracted to. And what you're attracted to, I am not at this age.
Yeah, but humans are allowed to have fantasies.
In your fucking head.
Wait, so you can't be attracted to multiple things.
Hell yeah.
So he could be attracted to 3-month-old pregnant and buff six pack.
Or he could be attracted to your amazing personality and like buff niggas. It doesn't mean that because he likes one there, it negates all the shit that he likes about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what you're doing is you're focusing on the one and you're literally putting that on a pedestal in comparison to all the things you bring,
right?
That's a negative outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, if you switch it, it changes it.
Yeah,
now, regardless of not what happens outside of that, it's not going to change anything.
Right.
That was going to happen regardless. But as long as you change your personal view of it helps you because you can't control nobody out here.
Nah,
all you control is yourself.
Question is if you agree with me.
That's fucking
dead. I don't agree with you, but I can understand. Like if my girl is liking a whole bunch of guys, like it's a thin line between occasional like and an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thin line between that. So like, if it's a here and there a few, all right, cool. Cause I like cars and sneakers and you're like, it's random. But if I just go through your like list and it's like, then it's a problem.
Like for women,
it's a problem.
You dating a guy, you follow him, everything you see him just like, big booty bitches, and you don't have you happen to not so have a big booty. Like he allowed to look at it somewhere. Well, who am I to take it away? He can look at it. Like,
so what happened if you do?
But if it's too much comments, like 18 bitches, hard ass, looking thirsty. Now you embarrassing.
Wait, so you don't? All right, so you
now you embarrassing right,
so,
me.
Let's get to it then. So you don't care about the likes, you care about the comments.
I do care about the comments.
But that's a whole different level.
No, it's not.
Fuck out of here. I'm going out of my way for you to notice me. I'm just liking a photo.
No, fuck that. If I do just a heart and I do heart eyes, that's the same shit.
Now you went and you click, go in the bar, click comment, went into the thing
and
at the bottom.
Spam them shit.
And you wait, you swipe through.
You see how you
looking for heart eyes.
Wait, looking at it negative. Look at it on the positive side.
What? What's it?
Your back is dirty because you just dragged it. Because you fucking dug deeper in it. To me, I just said, I don't like that. It made me feel insecure. You thinking about the calculations that this person did.
You did right. because you went through all them jumps and you jumped all them hoops.
No, the problem is, you don't agree with her for her original statement where you already draw that line. So the fact that she had so many other steps after that, you were already well back there when you were like, how dare you hit the mic?
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. All you're doing is that you're not identifying that she knows the reasoning behind why that's an issue.
Clap your hands if the comments is worse.
Thomas is worse.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Now, if he's saying an actual sentence.
Because you can swipe through your thing, double tap.
Emojis and sentences are different now?
Yes, of course it is.
How?
Now, if he's commenting like, I want to marry you, all right, that's different. That's a complete thought.
Or the little thirst trap, one of the water dripping out his mouth. Oh, I'm going to kill that nigga.
I like that emoji.
That emoji, I like that one. That's my favorite emoji.
You see?
Hey, what that emoji mean?
This is the nigga who's spamming it.
No, I put that on like sneakers and call, like
mouth watering.
I put mouth water on the sneakers for dude. I did.
Sneakers.
I saw some fire sneakers. And put a mouth water emoji for sure.
Sneakers. Dude.
For sure, bro.
And there was a bitch in them.
No bra.
The sneakers is coming tonight.
A sneaker bikini. A sneakini.
A sneakini.
Oh, we got it. Oh. Okay.
Oh, shit. I don't care. I stand by what I say and I mean what I say. Fuck you like
a just
pitchfork.
Don't. You in a relationship. Don't be all in somebody. She posted 25 pictures. You under all of them. Like, come on, bro.
You go through phones?
Nope.
You go through phones?
Never would I ever.
I believe in ordering phones just in case to make sure no one's fucking playing with you. Because we live in a world of
are you making sure that when people cross the street, you holding their hands so they can get across properly?
No.
Because there's the same liability of them getting hit by a car as you're going to find something in that phone.
I got a question, though. If you find what you don't like to see, are you prepared to leave? Are you prepared to do something about it?
Let me make that decision after.
Why not?
If you feel like
I like my little bubble of delusion.
Not even a bubble of delusion.
I want to know what I'm dealing with and who I'm.
Hold on, wait. But look, though.
A lot of people do that and still stick around.
If you go to a significant other's phone, you find out they're cheating. Is it possible that you might stay? Or is it every single time I'm leaving?
I'm going to get my cheat back, though.
You staying, though.
Wait. No. You're not answering the question.
All right. Let's hear the question again.
You go through your significant other's phone, mm-hmm. and you find out the confirmation that they're cheating on you, mm-hmm. right? Is it an automatic leave, or you might stay, might go, depending on situation?
I might stay, I might go.
So why even search for that information then?
Because you don't react just off of emotions and say, I'm leaving right away. Of course, your feelings going to be hurt. But I'm going to go through your phone to see how much energy I'm going to give you. All right, this is where we stand with each other.
So I have a question. You ever heard the expression, if you look for it, you'll find it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for it, you'll find it. Because it'll go from, oh, I ain't seen nothing. Hold on, wait. He liked the picture and that nigga knows this nigga? Oh, you fucking. Right? Because that's exactly how it goes. Because you're creating a narrative in your head. You're already coming with what the end result is. Yep. You're just looking for the proof to get you there. Yep. That's why there's no point in it. Because if that person wanted to go and do it, they're going to do it whether you're monitoring them or not.
It's just making sure we both have the same fucking energy.
But why be in a relationship if I'm going to look for something just to get my lick back?
Because people are fake frauds nowadays.
So why are you even with this person then?
Because people could sell you a dream and act like they love you and treat you and say, you're the one for me. In reality, ain't shit. And you go to that phone and you might accidentally find something. And this whole time you believe in them. So if you everything that you're saying is true to me, I should not find anything in your phone.
I believe there are signs. The signs that even led you to look in the phone in the first place were already there.
It don't have to be any signs. It's just say,
you just look.
Hold on, wait. So you're looking on Grip?
We having a great time relationship.
So what if you go in his phone and you don't see confirmation that he's cheating, but you see the likes that you don't like?
I'd rather the likes than the confirmation that you're doing your...
Well, I have another take on it. You go through the phone. They find out you went through their phone. Didn't find nothing. Are you prepared for them to really hand you your ass after you look through their phone?
Facts.
Are you prepared for that?
Why you want to hand it to me if...
Because why
are
you going through my stuff?
You're good.
No, it's an invasion of someone's privacy. You didn't find what you're looking for. Now I'm a late into you so fucking hard right now.
You stupid.
You got to be prepared for me. I'm coming. I'm smoking everything out.
But if there's nothing in your phone, what are you concerned about?
Why are you in there? You're the one that's wrong.
You don't trust me.
I would say go through my phone.
I
don't want to be with somebody who don't trust me.
All right, but it may not be you. It may be my insecurity or my past trauma.
Facts.
I may have relationship PTSD.
I completely agree with you. It is.
Yes, it is. But you fuck with me enough, you have to deal with that. If you fuck with me, you're going to have to deal with my PTSD.
That's good.
No, because the problem there is that if you can't ask for that trust and that person's providing you that trust, that shows an even deeper problem because it's no longer your insecurities. Because if someone's already showing you that they're not willing to do that because they don't see a point in it because they have that level of trust in you and you still want that.
So no one ever lies to you?
People lie to everyone all the time.
So I'm validating the lie.
Wait, so let me ask you a question then. So if you're in a relationship with someone and they don't have trust in you basically from their past, right? How long do you deal with it? Because it's not your, like, if you've proven to them and their past is just that strong that they can't get over it.
You get 21 days. That's it. You get 3 weeks. Figure your shit out if you want to be here. I'm giving you that much time before then an ultimatum comes up. Either get over your shit, we can do this, or I got to go because I'm not going to sit here and be interrogated or stop and frisk, but in the house. We're not doing that.
Stop and frisk in the house?
Like, I get up against the wall, I'm looking for condoms. Yeah. Like, we're not doing that.
Nah, I'm that kind of person. I'm going to make sure that same condom is there and the same stuff from last time. Because why is it used? Where does it go?
Yeah, you have PTSD.
I do. I'm going to therapy about it. But that's only because I have friends who I've seen who has husbands who, my friend at the time, she had a whole husband.
Don't
fucking point that. Oh, sorry. I ain't pointing you yet. But I have a whole friend who had a husband and she was like, Billy, come with me. This nigga I used to fuck with in college want to see me. So I went with her to go see the nigga in college, right? While she has a whole husband.
You're a good friend.
I have friends who fucking do grimy shit, and I just hear stories all the time. So it's not saying I necessarily don't trust you. You could see, people lie to each other all the time. You could sit in my face and say, I fuck with you, I love you, I did this shit. I said, you're the one I want, you're the one I need. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Right? And fucking guess
what? Do you trust yourself not to do that anymore?
I'm a hypocrite.
Okay,
well, you didn't have to hold on,
if I'm a hypocrite and I do it, if I do it, what makes someone else not able to do it?
That means it's not the person you don't trust.
It's you.
Yourself.
You're the problem.
No, that's not what
you
he said.
You don't trust yourself, so therefore you can't provide that same level of trust to someone else.
That's exactly what he said.
No, he's saying,
that's exactly what he said.
The people around me is doing it. And I'm guilty of doing it too. So what makes you so special?
Then turn around and call himself a hypocrite.
If you're calling yourself a hypocrite, you're already aware that you have a hypocritical stance on certain things.
Yes. It just
seems to be that in this specific stance, you're a hypocrite. And what happens with that is that now what you're doing is you're displacing feelings that you have about yourself because
not
you're internalizing
himself,
onto someone
it's not
else.
Only himself.
All I'm doing right now at that point, I'll make it super easy for everyone to understand because this is exactly what it is, right? I'm sitting here and I have doubts and shit that I'm not capable of keeping myself from doing. So when I see other people, my assumption is they do it too. I'll rob a store, everyone in that bitch is a thief.
Mm-hmm. No,
because I know I do it.
Because I would steal.
I thief the shit out this bitch.
Hell no. That's far from the situation, bro. He's saying he know a woman who has a husband and he went with her to go cheat on her husband, right? He's been in situations where nobody's faithful and this circumference. And he know for himself, yo, I might not be faithful to my damn self. So
what do we say about people who hang around with people who do that?
Birds of a feather flock together.
He's flocking. That's the point. You're not getting it.
I'm not even the point. That's not even the point, though. The point is he don't believe that you might not be flocking as well. That's the whole thing.
Do you not understand that all that you're doing is then pushing what you internalize off to someone else? I know that I do this, so that means you have to be doing this too.
No, you might be doing it.
Oh, well, it's still the same thing. Now I'm sitting here, I'm putting the same level of scrutiny on you that you mm-hmm. should be putting on me mm-hmm. because I'm doing it. That's the point that I'm mm-hmm. making. Or I have the ability to do it. So now that's all that's happening. What you need to do is push back.
People need to
identify the shit for yourself mm-hmm. that you're the issue there. Allow someone the space, and if they do it, they were going to do it regardless. But all you can control is yourself. You got to be the best version of you, mm-hmm. period. Because no matter what anyone else does, it can't change up who you are. As soon as you do that, mm-hmm. you done fucked up.
Happiness is a choice. If you choose to see the better in every situation, that's what you're going to do. If that's what you're going to do in a relationship, you're going to say, I'm going to, in this moment, I'm going to choose to be happy.
So you never like, I don't want to say you. Mm-hmm. So you don't think it's possible that someone could choose to be happy and someone else can push them in an unhappy place?
Yes, I do believe that. However, I have to take responsibility that I chose to be in this relationship and I chose to stick around. Knowing I saw the signs, I saw the writing on the wall, and I still stayed. I have to take some responsibility for that too.
Yeah, if someone's pushing you into the wrong areas where you're not feeling comfortable, you're no longer happy, you give everyone an option, you tell them really nicely, hey, listen, this is not what I'm feeling, this is what it is. Hey, how are we going to fix this? If you're not getting anything positive back to move you back onto the road, if you're that far off the track and you can't make your way back at that point, then you just need to swerve off completely and get the fuck out of there. Because at the end of the day, people are going to show you what it is that they are. Yep. You just have to give them the opportunity to, right? Me and you have done that shit with plenty of people. We already see how certain people move and we let them rock.
You don't believe that some people's really good at acting in front and like, and then they present themselves as I'm this nice person, but reality ain't shit. And here I believe in everything you're saying. So if I go through your phone and find something, it's not that I want to find something.
No, you do. You do.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're looking for it.
I just want to validate but that you're not putting
it.
I'm on their side now because how many times do you need validation?
Let's go, mama. Let's go.
How many times do you want to need validation? How much validation do you need?
When you at work, right? Don't they validate that you're performing?
This is not the same thing.
So I need to validate that you're performing in this relationship.
It's like a monthly quota. Like you gotta like.
So it's like a
quarterly review. Yeah,
you
let's
can
go.
Do a review
quarterly.
On your relationship.
It's not even that. It's like it's nothing. No one. I could do it and not think that you're doing anything. I could trust you. I just went from my mind before I even give you even more of me because, again, you say you love love. I love love too. Fucking with me, I know one time on the show I said I bring vibes, but when I meant vibes, fucking with me is a fucking experiment. Like, we're going to travel.
Experience,
yes.
I was going to say experiment.
I've been drinking. I am an experiment too.
Frankenstein fucking done. It's over.
Fucking with me is an experience, right? So you not, before I give you the next level of top tier in this rhythm of fucking with me.
Wait, no. So it's like this review, and if the review goes well, they get promoted.
Hello.
Oh, I understand.
Hello. No.
I don't agree, no. But I understand.
What?
Before I give you this birthday gift, let me see if I'm a clown.
Like, so it unlocks another level of love in you?
No, did this just say that? You what? Said that, right? Before I give you this birthday gift, I need to realize if I'm a clown. Oh. That's crazy.
It unlocks another level of love.
Like another love, like a game. Like
Kingdom
you know,
Hearts, okay?
So you break down, like you get to this level, they do everything right.
Again, I'm not saying that, like, I know you're doing something. If there's nothing wrong that's happening.
That's what I said,
just,
though.
Yeah.
Something was happening wrong that made you look through the stuff.
All right, so like in this situation, you're the manager and they're the employee, right? Mm-hmm. You don't think someone wouldn't like that dynamic? Like,
ooh, look at you thinking deeper into it. Let's go, Mel. It's not the Mel.
Hey, we got to do a part two one day.
Yeah.
Come on. Anyway, and also just be careful. Erase everything that's in your fucking phone.
Here it is.
There we go. There goes the trifling bullshit we were talking about. All
right, we got two more topics because we got to go. But I do also want to say, do you feel, this is from y'all, do you feel accomplished if your partner comes too quick? Or do you feel like that's a problem?
If I make her bust off early, I'm tipping my hat. Right? I'm tipping my hat. It doesn't matter which way I got her there, whether it's fingers, tongue, or dick. If I did it, I'm strutting on some Ric Flair shit.
That's a plus for
us. What if like she come in like 3 minutes, but she don't want no more after that? She done.
I've yet to find... Well, in my personal,
I mean, hypothetical though,
right? Hypothetically, then going forward, you got to give me wild head before we do anything. Like, it's a quick man ass, bitch. I can't be doing this shit. But no, like, I'm assuming for women, it would probably be different, right? Mm-hmm. But as a man, that's an accomplishment and a half, bro. Afterward, you stomp your foot down. You be like, you getting four more, ma, because I can do that shit. And it's only going to take 12 minutes.
That's an accomplishment. Women, we never scoff at the chance to come quick. That is not something we'd be like, oh my God, we can't.
If you reverse it, though.
if I make a made a guy come quick. Yeah. I mean, you feel accomplished, but it feels like it sucks because you didn't get to get there. That's the only thing. It was short and it didn't last.
Now
but
you gotta get the towel.
What towel?
After he nut you. Oh no, he get the towel. Who get the towel? You get the.
I don't get the towel because they.
Billy's confused about the situation.
I don't need a towel.
I believe swallowing is the best way, the best cleanup.
I mean, there's two ways. I have two options.
Oh, well. So
she said, you know those 50 cent snacks and cream pies. That's crazy.
Have you ever experienced like a time where a nigga cut nutted too quick?
Yeah. All the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like current guy, every guy, almost most guy, but not all the time. Sometimes it's just a real that's anxious too night. Too quick is probably like after like 7-8 pumps.
Oh, hell no. Call the police.
Hold up. I had asked this question to a homegirl of mine, and she said, if it's 3 to 5 pumps or 5 minutes, she's like, that's literally majority of what she deals with. It's 3 to 5 pumps or 5 minutes. Damn. So, of course, my reaction was, what's up with your pussy? Is that like a vice grip? Like, what's up with your pussy? And you got niggas going in three pumps? 3 pumps is crazy.
3 pumps is crazy.
Yeah, your pussy got to be dumb warm, dumb wet, and crazy fucking tight. Yeah. For, yo, what?
She fire?
She
cute? Yeah. What? I absolutely adore her. But the thing is, I can't fathom doing 3 pumps and then coming back. Like, yo, you remember how I did it to you last month?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 6 tonight.
I'll be embarrassed. I'll be embarrassed as fuck. 3 fucking pumps? 3 pumps?
I'm going home. I'm going home and I'm never calling you again, and I hope you forget me. Don't tell no one in the group chat, please.
After that, you didn't come. Sometimes they try to, like, you know, they'll go out and try to eat your pussy or something like that to make sure you get where you need to go.
After 3 pumps, though, it ain't over.
Yeah.
Nah, a couple of
hours. Hey, I got some redeeming to do.
Well, so here's one of the things that we discussed on our pod, right? There's a certain etiquette to fucking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you, as a man, you should always sit here and make sure shorty at least gets one off first.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, if you can't handle too many strokes because you letting off in the 3 to 5, mm-hmm. right? Then you should be eating it up and letting her get that first one out. Because then, afterward, if you, oh man, oh, right?
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
At least you could be like, we're one for one, ma.
Nah, I think
there was a joke Jose used to say, our old boss. Jose used to be like, listen, the first one to the finishing line wins.
Oh, that's crazy. It's that's a race, wild, mama. Bro. I got a head start.
Jose said, it's a race. Jose said, the first one to the finish line wins.
I'm just stuck on 3 pumps and you done. That's so fucking embarrassing.
If you having sex and a guy do 3 pumps,
nah, but like,
man.
I could imagine like if I'm just like
anxious.
I could never look at you the same.
Nah, but look though, like if this is like the girl of my dreams, she's just so beautiful, smell good, everything about her is perfect to me, it could happen.
Now that I think about it, okay.
It could happen.
It's obviously very specific because the more in the mood you are, right? Because women more so than men can nut off the like the fucking most minuscule shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there could be very little penetration and maybe just rubbing,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I dry humped a bitch into fucking an orgasm when I was younger. Let me tell you, my dry hump game was crazy. You could have started a fight in that bitch. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. But for men, when you're really into it, you know what I'm saying? There's 3 men here. You want all hard. It's a rap. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can literally fucking break a board with your shit, mm-hmm. right? And then on top of that, like, once you get to a certain point, I know all of us have felt it before. Like, you even get a touch and you excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shorty rub you a certain way. You're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, right? So if you slide in, it could easily be that's mm-hmm. the climax point because that's all you needed was a stimulation to your head and and just letting off.
Yeah, I've had an incident. I guess we'll call it an incident. You know, we've been texting. We finally meet up and everything is going. He was so anxious. You could feel the nerves on him. But before he even took his pants off, he nutted on himself.
We went viral for that one, right?
Yeah, that wavy. Is that how I put the condom on? It was too tight. He's like, I nutted in the condom.
The condom was too tight.
So last topic real quick, a short one. So I know when girls, when women, be fucking niggas and it's not good. Of course, they go in the group chat or tell their friends. Pretty sure, fellas, do y'all do the same thing? Hit up the group chat? Nah, this bitch pussy was trash.
If you saw me leave with her and asked, if it was trash, I'd be like, never again. That's as far as I'll go. If it was good, I'm not mentioning a fucking thing because I want you up on my game.
Okay.
I got like a, it's not a group chat. I got like a 2 homeboys that was like, bro.
This nigga's putting on close friends on Instagram. He's like, God, she's ass. Look how bitch I expected better.
I would take a man and be like, you know, but I feel like every woman has had some man in their roster be like, maybe your shit wasn't that so good for that particular nigga. And another nigga would be like, yo, her shit was fire. Because it goes off, sometimes it goes off the vibe.
Different shit strokes probably, for different folks. Shit that's why probably, they say that shit.
Shit was probably a little dry that time. You know, maybe she was, you know, she was on her antibiotics. You know, that shit dry your coochie out. You know what I'm saying? So
that explains everything. Yeah.
So, and a lot of women don't know this.
Bitch, get off the penicillin. You know?
Drinking too much alcohol can dry your coochie out, too.
Yeah, getting, dehydrate you.
Drunk, yeah, getting too damn drunk, and then it's just not working, so.
Listen, chafed dick is something that, yo, out here we need to start it's telling fellas to make sure that they got lube on them, because chafed dick is a bad thing, bro. If every nigga who's had chafed dick, we know what's up. You know what I mean? Shorty got too drunk. She dehydrated his shit. And then next thing you know.
But why y'all keep going?
Because I'm already in it. I'm putting in the water. I'm drunk too. Like, nah. I'm not even feeling that shit. I'm like, it's burning.
Nah, I'm going to stop.
Yeah, it hurts at this point.
I'm going to stop.
Nah, if I'm already moving toward my nut, I'm getting mine.
You sacrificing the first layer of skin off of me.
I'll tell you right now, I have been a savage in my life. A motherfucking savage. Nowadays, as a responsible adult, I keep lube on me, nigga. If you try to get me, bitch, get mine.
But that niggas, some niggas be
that drives him quick. It drives him quick. The pussy sucks it up, nigga. I'm like, oh.
You gotta keep doing it, nigga.
I'm dehydrated too. I got spit for this shit. The fuck you think this is? Unlimited? Nigga, let's go.
You gotta spit suck that motherfucker.
Listen. Well, that's all this episode. What I will say this episode is, we have a lot of episodes or whatever, but this is definitely top three episodes of the year so far. Oh. I definitely have fun. You know, I'm sorry, Weezy Gabby number one. But
it's okay.
Definitely, guys, thank you for coming, stopping by.
You guys
tell
so
us
much.
Where
you
can
so
find Who Hurt You Bro podcast.
Well, you can find Who Hurt You Bro podcast. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on IG. You can find us on TikTok, even though they shadow banned us. Fuck them. Right? You can find us on every streaming platform. If it streams, we there.
Who Hurt You Bro. You spell right. With a U.
Facts.
And when they out. New episodes come out?
Mm-hmm. So episode 14 is dropping on Friday.
This episode coming out like in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. So Friday, whatever the date Friday is. I don't feel like looking it up. Fuck it. But yeah, it's on Fridays, bro. Take a look.
All right. And I'm on episode 14.
Facts.
Check out Billy on episode 14.
Yo, showers all day.
All right.
Potentially golden, according to Billy. That's wild.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend. See you at the live show. Later, y'all.
Peace out. That one, guys.
Nah, that
my lash is hanging on by a thread.